I promise, whoever you are, I will use my claws on you if you do not get away. I'm not afraid to use them. I've used them before. Oh, it's you again. Sorry, I didn't recognize you. I'm just a bit jumpy. I guess I'm always just a bit jumpy. Anyways, what do you want? Yeah, I guess that wasn't very nice of me. I've made this little area my home. My little safety place, you know? I don't like when you humans or other creatures wander around here. I don't have much. But what I do have, I want to keep safe. Oh, you just want to talk. I don't know. I'm trying to stay hidden. I don't want any other humans to know that I'm here. They'll see my ears and my tail, and I don't know if they'll want to come after me. I just want to hide here. Stay here until I get hungry and I go out for food or something. Well, I guess I haven't been able to do that. Well, I haven't needed to, because you bring me stuff for some reason. Because you're trying to trick me. Trying to make me see that you're a good person. Gonna make me feel like a false sense of security, and then something. Come on, don't look so hurt. You can't blame me for thinking that way. After everything I've been through. Look where I am. Doing my best to survive. It hasn't been easy. Hiding my ears is okay. It's a little more difficult to hide my tail. I kind of just wrap it around me and pretend it's a furry belt. And then people get mad at me because they're like, oh, are you using real fur? It's my tail. But I can't say it's my tail. Anyways, what did you want? What did you want to talk about? I'm trying to stay hidden and you're kind of giving me away. Am I hungry? Of course I'm hungry. I'm always hungry. Why do you care? Good for you. You have food at your house. Well, look around. I don't even have a house. What else do you want to rub in? Oh. Then what do you mean? Or what are you implying? You want me to go home with you? You must think I'm stupid. Look, I know I'm a scaredy cat, so to speak. But my fear has kept me alive. After all this time of trusting my instincts, doing what my fear tells me. Why would I ignore it now? Just to follow some human in the hopes of getting food. I feel like we have a good process now. You bring me stuff. And after checking it out, I eat it. So far, it's been okay. Well, of course I'm scared to eat it. But, you know, there are some risks I have to take to stay alive. Because, I'm not gonna lie to you, the food I have been finding has not been so sanitary. And it's kind of led to an upset stomach. But what are you gonna do, you know? In my position, you just do what you can. Work with what you have. I'm sorry. Are you suggesting I go hunt for food? I'm not some animal. I'm just trying to stay alive. But I'm not gonna be a monster. And just because I have animal-like characteristics doesn't mean I am some wild animal. Oh, you still want me to go home with you? Why? I'm perfectly safe here. You know, if no one sees me. I mean, I guess I've been spotted a couple times. But they focus on, like, the tail and they think I'm some animal. They don't get a good look at me. At least I hope they haven't. Well, I guess if they ever do spot me, I just have to run. I'm so tired of running. I just want to give up. I just want to lay here. Forget about everything. Maybe then I'll find peace. Maybe if I just give up, I'll finally be happy. Sure, I'll be tired and weak and hungry. But maybe I'll be happy. Okay, look. I know maybe I'm appearing more calm and collected, but I'm still really scared of you. No. Even after all this time, I still haven't trusted you, or you haven't gained my trust, or whatever. Don't get me wrong, I appreciate you. You're a very helpful human. So far, anyways. But I'm absolutely terrified. I've been through things. Things you probably could never imagine. And if you can't imagine, then you have a very wild imagination. But the thing is, I don't want to go through those things again. I finally just want to feel safe. Feel happy. To be calm and not worry about anything. Maybe if I just give up, I'll get those things. Maybe not happiness. But you know, I guess it's a price I'm willing to pay. You know, you using a gentle and calming voice isn't really decreasing the fear I feel. But I guess it's better than you yelling at me. You have my attention. What? Oh, I don't look so good. I wonder why. Oh, sure, you can help me. You could do so many things to me. But yeah, helping is one of them. Do I want to take this risk? I mean, normally I trust my fear. Everything is telling me no. The safest thing would be to just be alone. To stay alone. To stay away from everyone. But along with the fear I feel, I'm tired. I'm hungry. I just want to sleep and just be at ease. I'll tell you what, human. If you can carry me to your place without being noticed, then I'll stay. But you have to promise not to do anything scary. You have to be respectful and kind. And you have to listen to me when I talk to you. Okay? Look, I don't want you to carry me as a form of, like, trust-building exercise or something. I'm just too tired to stand. And as each second passes, I feel like my stomach is about to just scream. I can hide my ears and my tail. And if anyone bothers us, I guess I'll just say I don't feel good and you're a close friend. But try to make sure we don't go noticed. Okay. I think I'm gonna close my eyes for a little bit. Just make sure we don't get caught.